Gene's depravity slowly sinking in, and the jokes known as Geeners stopped, as did any talk about Gene and his crimes by Plainfield residents. After all, there was nothing funny about the vest crafted from a female torso that Gene liked to wear outside to dance under the moonlight, nor the shoebox full of female vulvas gathered from corpses he dug up from their graves that were also among the grisly finds that police discovered on that chilly day in November of 1957. Instead, the depravity of it all would leave a nation reeling, and Plainfield wondering what could have happened to make Ed Gein go off the rails and descend so far into the depths of hell. Chapter 1. Did his mother make him do it? Edward Theodore Gein, born in August of 1906 in La Crosse, Wisconsin, had a mother from which nightmares are made. Devoutly religious, Augusta Gein's sharp tongue. No doubt Stephen King had in mind Augusta Gein when he created the fanatically religious and cruel mother in Stephen King's Carrie, who drove her daughter to kill, sent Ed's alcoholic father George deeper into the bottle while giving Ed and his older brother Henry some seriously distorted ideas about women. As far as Augusta was concerned, women aside from